Here with me I have Frank Shermans, who is the first speaker to open up the NAMA Trends in Agriculture session. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your company and what you do.
Native of the Netherlands, came here in late 70s and teaching at the University of Wisconsin and now at the University of Pennsylvania at Wharton. And I also teach executives at INSEAD.
So how would you describe kind of like a summary statement of what the purpose of this presentation was for?
Well, it really is to challenge people to think not in one particular way, but in multiple ways. The difference between strategy and strategic thinking and tactical thinking is that tactical thinking is about deploying troops, about getting things done, about execution. Strategy is more of a dialogue. It's a mushier topic. It is not one that is easily grasped in mathematical formulas. It really is a conversation about what can we envision for the future, but also can we understand that that vision for the future is going to be molded by external environments, about the industry, about the marketplace, consumers and competitors. Mm-hmm. And so I think a one-dimensional view of the future renders itself very dangerously, that you can have the idea that you understand the customer, that you know what competitors will do, and you know what products are needed, and there's a lot of surprises that you will encounter.
Well, you talked about the concept of knowing what you know and knowing what you don't know. Mm-hmm. How important is that, applying that to this kind of forecasting, planning, outlooking for a company?
I think the key is that at the strategic level, we have to have a real, how would I say this nicely, we have to have some reluctance about forecasting. Mm-hmm. If it is really thorough forecasting around almost immovable objects that have low uncertainty, high predictability, and that have relatively low cost associated with, I think forecasting has its place. But in the most strategic discussions, forecasting is the effort to be precisely wrong when we really should try to be approximately right, which is what scenarios tries to do. Now, you use scenarios early on in the strategic planning process to challenge your own assumptions. When it comes to execution, you no longer use the scenarios as a broad array. You really do have to pick a particular world, you have to pick a particular market and a product scope, and you have to start executing, and you have to start making things happening, harvesting, if you will. You have to become a performance organization rather than merely only a learning organization. So that's a big difference there. And where in the phase of the process is it important?
And what is the one thing you most want people to take away from this?
I think question yourself. Not to the point where you are impotent and impossible to act any longer. That, of course, is not what we're striving for. But question yourself. Use what I label manageable paranoia. So that you, whenever it feels like everything is in the right place, you ask, you know, do we have the right information? Do we know what we don't know? Have we looked enough for disconfirming information? Now, you can see how on the one extreme, that can become, of course, a quagmire when you are constantly only asking questions. There's a point where you have to finish that process. But managers in general tend to shoot from the hip, go to action before they've even thought about the problem, far more often than that they really pay attention to the frames.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed your session very much here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.